Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Welcome to the hit show Beyond Grief Radio, redefining loss and grief with Angie Corbett-Kuyper on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Are you struggling with loss? Are you willing to challenge everything you've been taught about life and death? Beyond Grief Radio is a space that explores beyond current self-limiting beliefs surrounding loss, offering radical healing which will come from the least likely of places. Join Angie on her journey, which includes science, medicine, and spirituality, proving that the body is merely a shell of our soul. It is possible to create an amazing life from the depths of pain. It is your life. It is your choice. Now, here's your host.
Good morning, my beautiful listeners. As most of you know, I'm a skeptic. I've said it 100 times. My husband would say, you connect dots. And he was right, because if it didn't make sense, I couldn't possibly wrap my head around it. I couldn't possibly believe it. And just as I was preparing for this show, Dr. Raymond Moody sent an email regarding the work of Kenneth Ring regarding near-death experiences and his scientific study, N equals 102, I think. And what he said in his book, Life at Death, after the effects on the experience, they're consistent, dramatic, and profound. The fear of death tends to vanish, and the total impact is akin to a spiritual rebirth. And this is why I'm so excited for today's show, is because I'm bringing on again Luna Star Van Atta, and she is the Amazon number one best-selling author of The Secret Life of an Astral Traveler. And you guys, knowing me and knowing how skeptic I am, this whole word astral travel, I felt woo-woo. I really felt like I was a little bit losing it. However, in this day and age, we are seeing so many deaths all around us, from murder to suicide. There's no rationality. So you have the near-death experiences, which Luna, I want her to share with you what happened with her. They're happening all around us, to hear their stories. Terminally ill, who's going to die? You have X number of years to live. And then when you've experienced, like I did, a loss of a loved one, and I look at these death experiences, you guys, in one of two ways. We can either continue to suffer, we can grieve, and we can be depressed, or we take that experience and we choose to embrace it and learn as much as we can about it. So this morning, without further ado, I welcome the beautiful Luna Star Van Atta. And she's actually in the process of getting her astral temple copyrighted and trademark. And connecting the dots, I found Luna just by connecting dots. This was not expected. I went in with no expectations. And what transpired from my first meeting with Luna is nothing short than miraculous. With that, Luna, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Angie. It's great to be here.
Luna, you didn't just wake up and coin the phrase astral projection or astral travel. What happened to you to lead you down this path?
Well, Angie, I had several miraculous experiences in my life. And looking back, I realized that the very first time I actually experienced leaving my body was when I was 7 years old. And I was sitting in the dentist chair, and I hated being in the dentist chair And there was a swing set and an elementary school across the street. So I sent my consciousness over to play on the swing until the dentist was done.
Yay!
And then came back, and then came back into my body. So I didn't really recognize it as an astral temple or astral projection at that point. I was only 7. But then I had a couple other miraculous experiences of my consciousness leaving my body spontaneously a couple times when I was a teenager. And then in 1984, I died on the operating table and left my body and went to the other side of the veil, had a near-death experience. But the actual concept of the astral temple came to me in a dream. And I had been suffering from a really severe respiratory infection up in Colorado. And I was on antibiotics. I was on the verge of being hospitalized. And Edgar Cayce, which we all know who Edgar Cayce is, he came to me in a dream. And he said, you know, when you are healthy, if you would go to the other side of the veil and create a sacred space and put your healthy energy in there, then when you're ill, you could go get a transfusion of your own healthy energy. I know that sounds way out there.
It does, but this is why we're here. Death makes you look in all different places, Luna, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because there are no answers. There's nothing. So no, at first I would say yes, woo-woo. Now I'm open to everything because it's being open to everything that's created just different, just amazing healing.
Yeah. So what I did was I combined my near-death experience along with this knowledge that Edgar Cayce gave me. And I came up with this concept of the astral temple method to help people heal from grief.
So, Luna, when you went through your near-death experience, what did you actually experience? You hear things like, I saw the white light, I was led to this tunnel, I saw dark, I saw worms, I saw God, I saw... What did you... And then the skeptics will say, most near-death experiences happen on an operating room table. Not anymore now, but in the past. So people would just say woo-woo and roll their eyes in the back of their head. But scientists would say, oh, yeah, or doctors, I'm sorry, like surgeons, neurosurgeons. Well, of course, you saw the light. There is big white light shining down on you as we operated on you to try to, you know, keep you alive. And so what was your actual experience, if you would share that with the audience?
It was so amazing. I get goosebumps every time I think about it, and it's been a lot of years now. But basically what happened was I felt my consciousness come up through the top of my head and whoosh out of my body. The best thing I could compare it to is like if you were pulling your hand out of a glove, my consciousness was slipping out of my outer shell, my physical body, through my crown chakra or the top of my head. And it was fast. It was like a whoosh. And almost like being sucked out by a vacuum. My consciousness raised up above me and I could look down and see my body laying on the operating table and everybody rushing around me, injecting me with things and doing things to try to bring me back into my body or to save my life, would have been their goal. So as I looked down at my body, it was like it was only about an inch long. And it was silent. I was in total silence, even though I could see this chaos happening below me. I didn't hear any sound. I also had no motivation to get back in my body. I felt very detached from what was going on below me. And I could care less whether or not they were successful. Getting back to being a living being wasn't a goal for me. I was I was feeling very neutral about the whole thing, almost like I was watching it on TV.
So did you not feel like, did you not believe that you were actually dead?
Yeah, I did. My thought process was, oh my gosh, I'm dying, I'm dying. But it was more like a miraculous thought. It wasn't negative. It wasn't, there was no anxiety. It was just an amazing thought of, wow, I didn't think this was going to happen.
And so Luna, through your experience then, you hear like people are so afraid to die, and we have 1 minute until break. So I want you to think about this question to come back. But people are generally, pardon the pun, scared to death to die. And so through this experience, I think, are you, you know what is on that other side. You know where our loved ones are through your own experience.
Right. Yeah. The fear comes from the unknown. And, you know, and when we come back from break and I tell you more about my experience, I just think it would be wonderful if everyone on this planet could die and come back into their body.
Excellent.
We'd have a better world.
And Luna, we are getting ready to head on into break. And you guys, if you want to learn more about Luna Van Atta, we have 15 seconds. Luna, do you want to tell them where they can find you real quick?
Sure. The easiest website is lunavanatta.com. So
good.
It's L-U-N-A, V as in Victor, A-N-A-T-T-A.com.
Great. And we'll be right back, guys.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuOS.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Love Living Radio Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins is a show for those looking to explore the sparkling magnificence of their inner selves. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and power that resides within you. Discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion, Emily shares the unlimited power of love. For more information or to listen to this show, visit lovelivingholistics.com.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. With CRA, we are able to determine the specific cause of the digestive issue and use the proper nutrition to correct the imbalance. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Well, Welcome back. I'm with the beautiful Luna Star Van Atta as we talk about her near-death experience and her introduction and what is her passion and purpose right now is astral temple, astral projection, and helping us meet at the veil, so to speak. And when we left off, Luna was right in the middle of sharing her own near-death experience and what she actually experienced. So Luna, with that, finish. Tell us more. I'm excited.
Okay, so I was hovering over my physical body, watching them down below, trying to save my life. And my body looked like it was about an inch long, which I later figured out I was about a mile up. So I was seeing through the hospital floors and ceilings and roof because
wow.
I was up like over 5,000 feet. So after watching them for I don't know how long, because time is very strange when you're out of your body, I became very disconnected from what was going on below. And I just went directly into the light. I know a lot of people, like you said, have the tunnel experience or the life redo or something like that. I didn't have any of that. I went from looking at my body down below me to merging with what I think was God. It was just a beautiful white light. And I have to say, I didn't see it as a man. I didn't see it as a human. I saw it as energy. And it was the most blissful, wonderful experience. I can't even describe how blissful it was. But there was music, very ethereal sounding, beautiful music, angelic music. And the feeling I had, the best way I can describe it is that I had never felt or known anything negative. So I was filled with this beautiful divine love that just permeated my being. And it was like I merged with this white light. And there was no place where I stopped and it started. It was like I just became absorbed in it.
Wow. And you brought up a good point in the last segment. And that was, reiterated it again now in a way. And that is, I wish, just like you, that we as human beings would not have to experience a literal near-death experience or loss of a loved one or being told of a terminal illness before we could start living in that, like, omnipresent light.
Right. It's truly life-changing.
And so, Luna, why do you think then the death of a loved one is so difficult to deal with? Is it because we don't know that other side if we haven't experienced it? I mean, I have to say, between me and you, that I feel very, very blessed. I feel very fortunate that my mind was open enough to allow you and me to work together, because I didn't have to have a near-death experience, but I had significant loss. How can we get people, or are we all going to have to go through some sort of just leveling trauma in order for us? Because I think ultimately, I'm not going to put words in your mouth, but to me, by not being afraid of death, Luna, you're not afraid to live life.
Right. I think that's part of it, but also having a near-death experience and coming back changes you. And it helps you understand that everything is energy. Once someone dies and they're not in your physical life anymore, that does not mean that they're not around you. They're still in your life and they're still actively involved in your life, but they're there as energy, not as a physical being.
So, Luna, what would you tell my audience, those listeners, that, because I get it. I get the energetic property. I get that. I feel it. And it's actually sometimes stronger because you don't have the physicality of ego and you don't have the physicality of the human body. It's this pure energy. What would you tell someone who has been grieving for 15 years to that their loved one is still here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that it's easy for people to discount signs that their loved ones are around them. So I think to open your mind and be aware of what's happening around you, because they give us signs all the time from the other side. And we discount it. You know, we use our skeptic minds and we say, oh, yeah, that kind of reminded me of so-and-so, but I'm sure that they're just gone. And the fact is that they're not gone. They're with us all the time.
So, Luna, there are a lot of people out there that believe in reincarnation. And so do you believe that when we cross over, do we have choices? Can we, I mean, does it all come from your mind? Like, if I want to come back to Earth, I'm able to come back to Earth, or because there is no time, space, medium, or, you know, we're not in a linear environment when we're gone from this Earth. Do you believe in reincarnation? And then if you do, then do we have a choice? Like, do our spirits have a choice to come back, or our energetic?
Right. Well, I didn't believe in reincarnation until my near-death experience. But once I died and realized that I was energy, and energy never dies. Energy just continues on. And so I was able to understand that as energy, I was going to continue on, whether I was in a physical body or I wasn't. And then beyond that, I now understand that this energy could be in multiple bodies at the same time, as well as on the other side of the veil. And I know that's kind of confusing because we live such linear lives here. Mm-hmm. And, yeah. You know, we look at the calendar and we look at the time, the watch, and, you know, we're judging our lives all the time on what happens when and what's going to happen next and what happened last week. And in reality, this energy can be everywhere all at the same time.
Yeah.
So it's not limiting.
I love that. I'm right there with you in that. And for my listeners, it's a very different conversation. We're not talking about grief and loss. We are talking about our loved ones continuing on. And when I first met Luna, remember, Luna, it was Tom Bird that recommended that I talk to you.
That's right.
And it was, and we have about 3 minutes until break, so I'm going to lead into this and share with you, because then I want to go over, Luna, I want you to share, what is the Astral Temple Method? What is it? And how can people, I don't know. I think there are a lot of people out there who are so closed off because they've believed for so long that anything other than their way is wrong, and anything other than what they've been taught can't even be acknowledged. And so I think the grief and the suffering is a choice. And so I want to share with you all, when I first met Luna, Tom Bird, publisher, he owns Sojourn Publishing. And when I had submitted my manuscript, he looked at it and he said, I want you to talk to Luna Van Atta. I had no expectations when I went in there, and I showed up and she knew Nick. I didn't even know this woman, and she knew who Nick was by his energy. And I started bawling. Luna, I don't know. I know you see so many people, you probably don't even remember it, but this energy.
Part of it also is that when I'm doing that work, because I'm in an altered brainwave state, it's like coming out of a dream. So I don't retain any of it.
Of course not. And then how could you retain every single person? But for me, you guys, it was profound. Because at that point, like I say, N equals one when you're in this death thing. And so Luna, we've got about 30 seconds. You guys, just if you can go to her website, lunavanatta.com. And there you can find her story. You can find her book. You can learn how to work with her. And when we come back, we're going to go into actually what this astral temple method is. And so you guys, thanks for joining us today. Luna, thank you. And you guys, we'll be right back.
High frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern, and for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's H-I-R-E learners.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world one listener at a time.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Welcome back, my beautiful listeners, to this wonderful program with the beautiful Luna Star Van Atta. And you guys, her energy just emits. Luna, I feel you through this, through the network. It's so amazing.
Of course.
Yes. And so you guys, where we left off is, Luna, I would like for you, and tell me, what do you want to do here? Because I've got the experience of what I actually did and what I experienced. Would you like me to share that first and then you talk about the actual method? Or would you, I think maybe, why don't you talk about the method and I'll share my experience that I had with Nick.
Sure. Yeah.
Is that good?
I'll share the experience.
Okay.
So within my astral temple method, which I said is a combination of Edgar Cayce's visit, telling me to manifest this divine space out on the other side of the veil. And then also my life coaching business, where I help people heal from grief due to my near-death experience. And so I brought those concepts together. So basically what I do when I meet with someone to help them deal with the loss of a loved one is that I take them into a very deep meditation state, which is an altered brainwave, such as if you were sleeping and having a dream, or if you were in very deep meditation. And sometimes I incorporate essential oils with that. But so I take them into a very deep meditation and then take them on a guided meditation across to the other side of the veil. I guide them to manifest their own sacred healing space out in the astral plane. They have an actual address to that location, and their consciousness is always attached to the physical body by a silver cord. That's just a given. As long as we're alive, we have that silver cord that attaches us to our physical bodies. So on the other side of the veil, I help them manifest this astral temple, go inside, call in a lost loved one, have a conversation with them, get closure around things, unfinished business, and a lot of healing takes place. And then after that process, I help them follow their silver cord back to the room and integrate their spirit body back into their physical body. So that's the basic process.
And then once they, you bring them back, the miracle kind of you create. And you guys, and just to let you know, when we talk about conscious, we're talking about just an awareness. And when we talk about manifest, we're talking about creating. And so what Luna was so instrumental in helping me was, and I didn't even know what I was doing at that point. And she explained exactly at that, you know, when I'm like, I don't even know what I'm doing. And she does. Luna, you asked permission. And I'm like, I'm open to anything, because when we've lost a loved one, don't you guys want to know if they're okay? And so many would say, oh, you don't know, but neither do you. And I like our way better, Luna.
Helped a lot of people.
Yes. And so, okay, so Luna, when they come back, and now, and when they, when she talks about like the silver cord, you guys, and I'm going to stop and I'm going off a trajectory here for a moment, Luna, and help me with this one. You guys, just as in life, you feel when people are negative towards you, or there's bad vibes, or you don't feel safe, it's intuition. And the same thing as I have experienced, now I can speak for this because I've done it as well. Now, when I meditate and I put an intention, Luna, there's just as many bad energies out there as there are on Earth that we have to be aware, correct?
Yes, that's true.
And that's why I think when you connect the silver cord, that is just grounding us to Earth. Is that correct? Just to make sure that we don't just stay out there and float away. Or can you explain the silver cord a little bit better?
Sure, I can. There's actually pictures from ancient China, Native American pictures, Egyptian pictures of someone's consciousness being out of their physical body, and they're always connected with the silver cord. The silver cord is what disconnects when we die, so that our spirit bodies are no longer connected to that specific physical body. So I actually have pictures of this concept running through all of these different cultures for as long as time has existed, that people who have traveled outside of their bodies are aware of this silver cord that keeps them connected to their physical body. But then at the time that we, you know, that term give up the ghost, that means that we then, our silver cord then disconnects. and our spirit body then no longer is connected to that specific physical body. So the silver cord is like our seatbelt.
Yeah.
It keeps us connected. You we know that we're going to make our way back. It's our security blanket. We know we're going to make it back to our physical body.
Well, and
the reason why...
I'm sorry, I interrupted you real quick, Angie. Sure.
Because you mentioned that there could be dark energies out there, but the reason why none of my clients experience that is because I'm taking them to very high realms where the energy is very high and very spiritual, very high frequency. And so we're never interacting with any lower level beings or dark energies.
And Luna, you and I had a radio program back regarding the healing energy and utilizing Reiki. And I bring this in here as well, you guys. And this is the discernment is, yes, there are dark energies. If you're going to do this on your own, there are a lot of things coming out right now, you guys, on the internet where you can go and plug in. And there, it can be kind of scary. And Luna, a long time ago as well, and even today, if you Google astral projection, I don't know if Astral Temple is out there yet because you're registering that, but you still see negative connotations as they regard anything outside of our egotistical corners of our skin and bones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's all fear-based.
Yeah.
And, we attract the same, we attract energy to us according to what we're putting out there. So if we are fear-based, we're going to attract darker energies.
Yeah.
If we're full of unconditional love, we're not going to be in that situation.
Exactly. Thank you for sharing that. And I'm going to share with you, and Luna, if that's okay with you, I want to share my own experience that I had when I first met you and kind of my takeaway from it, if it's okay. And I'm probably going to cry, you guys, but this will show you a pure example. And I'm so grateful that I had help with the best, and she is the place to go, you guys. If you, and she does it remotely as well. I mean, I did one with Nick in her presence in Sedona. I have also done remote, and they worked very, very, very similar. And so, Luna, if it's okay, I'd like to share. I've got 3 minutes, and I'll probably not use all that time. Is that okay with you guys?
Yeah.
Here we go. So Luna had me in the meditative state, and in that meditative state, you guys, she had me visualize, and in her method, she shares a visualization, and I'm very visual. I'm very right brain and left brain, 100% equal, 50-50, 100-100, whatever. And so what I saw when I walked my path, it was dirt. I saw 11 steps. I saw a big red door. And what Luna does is as you're creating this, when you come back the first time, she has you sit up and draw. And now my drawing just, and Rob, I don't know if I can say sucks, but I'm going to say it. My drawing sucks. She mentioned at the very beginning of the show, the address. The address is very, oh, thank you, Rob says, yes, I can. The address is very, very important. And Luna, I mean, there's so many stories, you guys. It's a blog or a vlog in itself, but Nick's favorite number was 17. So the address that just popped in, and you don't think about it, right, Luna? It just comes.
Okay. Yeah.
So the address was very, very prominent, and Luna guides so well. It was 1717. And here is when I came back out of this meditative state, I sat and I was scribbling and I was drawing, and there were three tulips and a waterfall and golden white brilliant sound. I could not write and draw fast enough to put into a paper, onto paper, what I was experiencing. And I wrote, The temple had no walls. There were seven steps leading up from a path of dirt mixed with cobblestone. I approached the door on the right is the address. The door was red, no windows, no ceiling, no doorknobs, wooden, huge doors, three times larger than a normal door. And when we come back, I will share with you the message that Nick gave to me, you guys. And Luna, thank you for joining me. I'm having a ball with you. I so appreciate your work. Thank you, guys.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuOS.com.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
Love Living Radio Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins is a show for those looking to explore the sparkling magnificence of their inner selves. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and power that resides within you. Discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion, Emily shares the unlimited power of love. For more information or to listen to this show, visit lovelivingholistics.com.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. With CRA, we are able to determine the specific cause of the digestive issue and use the proper nutrition to correct the imbalance. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back, my beautiful listeners. Before we left for break, I shared the experience that happened when I was with Luna. And just Luna, I have to say, it's like a clinical. The way Luna does it is very professional. And I recommend you guys, my resource is Luna Star Vanatta. Luna knows what she's doing. And I'm glad I had somebody like her that could ground me just in case, because this is all very unknown and unfamiliar territory for me. And so you guys, when I created this vision, Luna, you have us, if you can share with us how you have us, then once we create it, you have us draw it, then what do you do?
Well, I have you come back and first of all, write down your astral address, because you could forget it. And you want to know what that is so that you can go back there multiple times. So I have you come back, write down the astral address, do your pictures, write down notes of whatever happened, do some journaling, and then encourage you to go back there other times so that you can continue to meet with your loved ones.
You guys, this was the most profound, and I've said it 100 times, what am I, Luna? I was a skeptic. I was very, this doesn't make sense, but I know what I've experienced. And you guys, I'm going to share with you, when I walked the path that I had created earlier, and I walked up those steps and I saw the address and the door opened and I walk in, and there were just, like I had said, there were no walls. There were just green leaves. Nicholas and I absolutely loved the outdoors. We connected in nature. Most of our pictures are taken in nature. So of course it would seem fitting that my adventure and my meeting with him would have nature just eminent. And waterfalls coming out of no walls, but coming out of the actual leaves that were the walls. And there was a golden light and there was a stream. And then there was a kidney shaped bench. And you guys, I sat down and it's like Nick just appeared. And I know you guys, it sounds weird. I'm not here to prove. I'm not here to convince. I'm just letting you know there is no reason to sit in your grief and stew in your loss, because they're not dead. And so when Nick came up, and it was interesting when Nick, Luna, and I don't think I shared this with you, when Nicholas had died, he was living with his dad, teenage boy, and wanted to live with his dad. And so I didn't see him all the time. And when somebody had asked me, which was really interesting, what was he wearing? And I was able, Luna, to tell them exactly what he was wearing. Mm-hmm. Not, you're crazy. Oh, poor Angie. She's woo-woo. Poor Angie. She's lost so much. Let her go off in her little tipsy, fall off her rocking chair, lost her marbles. No. This validated, like, Angie, how would you know this? So you guys, here is the conversation that I had with Nick in this creation that Luna had so eloquently helped me create or manifest. Thank you for meeting me, Nick. A bright light, your smile and your eyes so blue. Nick says, you know, when I told you I didn't feel like I belonged in this world, Mom, I didn't. And I said, I love you. Or he said, I'm sorry, I love you, Mom. I used to say I had Dad's brain and looked like you. Now I feel I have more of your mind and we can connect even better. Please tell Zach that I'm sorry, that I didn't mean to leave him. And then I wrote what he was wearing, his long shirt. He didn't have any tattoos, as everyone, his friends all knew he had the social distortion. Tattoo on his shin, but he was bright and shiny, Luna. When I said hello, he greeted me and he told me how absolutely happy he was. You guys, that was my own personal experience. And because of this experience, and I don't know how it got there, I went into a natural grocers. I picked up an Awakening magazine. I found Tom Bird. I went to Santa Fe. I met Tom Bird. I went to Sedona. Go meet Luna. I followed the breadcrumbs. I was curious. And out of that curiosity has led into the most amazing, not only relationship with you, Luna, but the most amazing relationship with Nicholas.
That's so awesome, Andy. And I really appreciate you sharing that, because I don't usually ask my clients to share with me all of the details, because they're in an emotional time when they first come back. And I just feel like they're in their own space. I do want to comment on how Nicholas presented himself to you, because, you know, he's also a ball of energy. So he's going to manifest himself in a way that you're going to recognize, which I think is really interesting. And, you know, and he shows up with no tattoos and he looks very healthy and vibrant. And this is really typical of everyone's experience when they call in a loved one. Let's say that you had someone in your life that was dying of cancer. And so the last few times you saw them, they did not look very good. The skin color wasn't good. The energy level wasn't good. But when you call them into your astral temple, they're going to look vibrant and healthy, and they might even look younger, because they're manifesting themselves in a way that's going to please you and make you feel good.
And that's exactly what he did. You are absolutely, absolutely right. And he does. They continue to give us signs. Luna, do you have any stories or anything about your experiences meeting at the Veil? Tell us a little bit about your book. It's
okay,
the Secret Life,
you guys,
I gotta say, hang on. It's The Secret Life of an Astral Traveler, and it is a number one Amazon best-selling book. And you guys, it is just fascinating. It just gives our mind another little piece to chew on. And I know from my own personal experience, Luna, that it is real.
But I was working in the insurance industry for 30 years, and I was having these extraordinary experiences that I was holding close to me because I was working in such a conservative industry. And I finally had to write this book and get all of this information out because I just couldn't hold it in any longer. But the book covers a lot of different things. It covers being intercepted by a little girl while I was out there doing my remote viewing homework, and her spirit came to me. She had been kidnapped and murdered in the 1970s. The case had never been solved, and she wanted me to work on the case, and she downloaded all this information. That's just, you know, a little bit.
Wow.
One thing that happened, you know, I married a remote viewer, and we did remote viewing for the government. There's some of that in the book. My near-death experience, my spontaneous out-of-body experiences. So many things are in this book about my life on the other side of the veil.
So, Luna, if people want to find you, I mean, can they just go to your website and can they schedule an appointment with you, or how can they schedule an appointment if they're interested in astral projection, astral building their astral temple with you?
Mm-hmm. They can send me an email at lunavanatta@gmail.com, or just give me a phone call, 928-284-4177. I'm here in Sedona, but I also do at least one third of my clients I do as distant sessions over the phone.
Excellent. So, and yeah. Luna, we've got about 30 seconds. You guys, Luna, thank you.
Thank you, Angie.
This was absolutely wonderful. You guys, thank you for listening in. I know it's a mind shift, but it's where true healing happens, right, Luna?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
It's more real on the other side of the veil than it is here.
Yes. Oh, I love, what a great way to end this segment, you guys. And Luna, I welcome you back anytime. And I just thank you so much. Thanks, guys.
Thank
See you next
Andy.
Time.
Thank you for listening to Beyond Grief Radio, redefining loss and grief with Angie Corbett-Kuiper. Tune in every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Angie shares through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that creating anything is possible, even in death. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit AngieCorbettKuiper.com. That's AngieCorbettKuiper.com. See you next time.